Hello.
Hi, my name is Chantel, returning a call from the Alabama Department of Labor Unemployment Division. I need to advise you this call is recorded for quality assurance purposes. How may I assist you today?
Yes, ma'am. I got fired from my job, and I was trying to see if I could apply for unemployment.
What's your social security number?
424-254-0061.
What's your first and last name?
Andrea Furman.
And what's your license number?
It is 6440566.
What's your mother's maiden name?
Parker.
And your date of birth?
7/20/1979.
All right, and who was your last employer, the one you're calling and filed for today?
The Shell in Glencoe.
That was your last employer?
Yes, ma'am. It's a gas station, but they call it the Shell of Glencoe.
Okay. What is your What is your preferred language?
English.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No, ma'am.
Do you understand knowingly making a false statement or falsifying income documentation in connection with this claim is considered fraud?
Yes, ma'am.
And do you understand fraud is a federal offense punishable by fine or imprisonment up to 5 years and could affect your ability to receive future benefits?
Yes, ma'am.
Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked for the federal government in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you already filed for regular unemployment compensation and need only to file for trade adjustment assistance benefits?
So what now?
Have you already filed for regular unemployment compensation and need only to file for trade adjustment assistance benefits for companies moved overseas?
No.
Did you receive notification that you have trade readjustment allowance certification?
Trade? No, I don't have any trade.
Say what now?
I don't have trade, no ma'am.
And has your name changed since you last filed?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked on a different name in the past 2 years?
No.
Have you worked on a different social security number in the past 2 years?
No, ma'am.
Is this a good contact phone number for you?
Yes, ma'am.
What state was your driver's license issued in?
Alabama.
These are demographic questions. Can I have your race?
Yes.
What's your race?
White.
Hispanic or non-Hispanic?
No.
Your gender?
Female.
What is the highest grade you completed in school?
12th grade.
Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No, ma'am.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
Okay. Can I have your home address, please?
It is 212 Rawls, R-A-L-L-S Avenue.
Hold on, 212, you said what that was?
Rawls, R-A-L-L-S.
R-A-L-L-S?
Yes, ma'am, Avenue.
Mm-hmm.
Gadsden, Alabama, 35903.
What Alabama?
Gadsden, G-A-D-S-D-E-N.
Gadsden.
Gadsden, yes, ma'am.
Oh, okay. And zip code?
35903.
Is your mailing address the same as your home address?
No, my license is different. Do you want that one on my license?
No, I was asking, is your mailing address the same as your home address?
Yes.
And what was your job title?
I was just a regular cashier.
Are you seeking work in what you normally do?
No.
What are you seeking work in?
Home health, just whatever's available. Sitting services, just anything that's available.
You said home health?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you have any experience or education in that kind of work?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall?
No, ma'am.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No.
Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No, he just took me off the schedule because I called in sick.
Okay, are you available to work all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Yes, ma'am.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes, ma'am.
Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes.
How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
Maybe about 10.
What is the lowest hourly wage you will accept?
$9.
Are you a corporate officer for a business?
No.
Do you own a business?
No, ma'am.
Do you work for yourself?
No, ma'am.
Are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No, ma'am.
Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension from an employee you worked for in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government anytime in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
These are your payment options. Do you choose to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
Held with taxes? No taxes.
Do you choose to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
No.
If you are approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments, direct deposits, your checking or savings account, or prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefits card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you are approved for payments, and there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Which would you prefer?
I have a Chime card.
All right, we do not accept any Chime or Cash App or any prepaid account. It has to be a traditional bank.
And what about Berrio? Are you talking about like a real, okay.
Yeah, you have to be able to like walk into that bank.
Okay, just give me that card. Wow.
The state debit card.
Yeah, I guess so, baby.
All right, and what you said your last employer name was?
It's the Shell Company.
Shell?
Shell, yes, ma'am. Like
the
gas
station?
Okay. Yes, ma'am. You want the address?
I have it. What's your employer phone number?
We use cell phones. Hold on. I think it was. Here it is. 256-492-2171.
And what was your work location city?
It's in the county. It's Gadsden or Glencoe. So they just use the Gadsden address.
And what was your start date?
May of 2021.
What day?
The 7th.
Okay, and the last day you worked?
Was last Thursday, which was the 27th.
And why are you no longer working?
Well, I called out. I was off that Friday. I was really sick Thursday, and I tried to get better that Friday. And I called him and told him I was not able to come in. I was really sick. And he still wanted me to come in, and I was not coming in work being sick. At all. Last day I worked was the 27th, Thursday. He still put me on schedule to come in, but I was not. I was sick. I was not fit to come in.
Okay. And name and title of the person who fired you?
Mike Young. It's like Y-H-O-U-N-G.
What was his job title?
He's the owner.
Okay. And what date were you advised of termination?
That would have been Saturday, the 29th.
All right.
Yeah, Saturday the 29th.
And what did you do to attempt to resolve the problem prior to being fired?
Well, I had called, nobody answered, so I texted him and told him I wasn't feeling good, that I got some medicine called in, and he still wanted me to come in. And I texted him through a text message. And then his wife also called me. And she had said somebody else had called out from the snow cone place outside that they didn't have any help. And I was like, I'm sorry. I'm not not coming in there sick. I didn't want to get anybody else sick.
Okay. Did you do what they said you did to get fired?
I mean, he just took me off the schedule, so.
But did you commit the act your employer alleges?
Yeah, I sent him a text message and let them know I could not come in.
All right. Any prior warnings for the same or similar act?
No, ma'am. I never called out. If I called out, I was really, really sick, and that was probably like 9 months ago. And he accepted it then, so I don't know why he didn't accept it now. I never called out. I was always there, always on time. I did everything I was supposed to do.
All right. Have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work? Vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
I'm supposed to get paid this coming Thursday, but he probably will take it for my credits. Like, you get credits at work, like gas and whatever else
I'm
you
saying
need.
Like vacation, sick, or holiday.
Oh,
though.
No, sorry.
All right. And have you applied for a pension or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No, ma'am.
Are all the answers you provided correct?
Yes, ma'am.
You are certifying your answers are true and accurate and that the law provides penalties for making false statements to obtain unemployment benefits. We match the earnings you provide with the wages reported by employers. False answers can result in overpayments and fraud penalties. Do you certify all answers are true?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. I'm going to ask you some identity verification questions. Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 1402 Chestnut Street, 196 Shockley Drive, 51 Ledge View Drive, 5224 First Avenue, or none of the above?
None of the above.
Which of the following vehicles have you ever owned or leased? 1994 Pontiac Sunbird, 2000 Mercedes-Benz SI Class, 2002 Land Rover Freelander, 2004 Suzuki Aereo, or none of the above?
The Sunbird.
Okay.
1994, yeah, it's been a long time ago.
All right, and which of the following vehicles have you recently owned or leased? 2001 Saturn S Series, 2002 Land Rover Discovery LI, 2006 Dodge Magnum, 2009 Hyundai Genesis, or none of the above?
The Dodge Durango.
Which one is it now?
The Dodge Durango.
Okay. These are agreement terms. At the end, you can say, I agree, or yes, it's not a yes or no question. It's agreement terms. Do you hereby file an internet claim for unemployment insurance against the state of Alabama?
Say what now?
Do you hereby file an internet claim for unemployment insurance against the state of Alabama?
No.
So you don't file a claim today?
I mean, yes, ma'am. I'm sorry. I thought you said online. I was like, no.
Yes, I'm filing the claim on the internet.
Okay, yeah.
Do you certify under penalty of perjury that you are the person whose name and information was provided on this claim and that statements made in connection with this claim are true and best to your knowledge?
Yes.
And do you understand that it is your responsibility to read and familiarize yourself with the contents of the claimant benefit handbook, benefits, rights, and responsibilities?
Yes.
All right, I'm going to read you your closing statements and then you'll be done.
Okay.
The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important and normally takes 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. You must be able and available to work as well as seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. An information booklet, benefits, rights, and responsibilities contains information on how your claim is determined, instructions regarding your eligibility and how to file your required weekly certifications. Failure to follow instructions listed in the booklet could cause a denial of benefits. The process you just completed, filed your unemployment claim. Filing this claim does not automatically start payments to you. You must complete a certification once a week to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in a loss of benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks beginning on Sunday, ending on Saturday. You can file your weekly certification either online in the claimant portal or by telephone at 1-800-752-7389. Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday, 12:01 a.m. through no later than 5 p.m. on Friday. Certifications cannot be made on Saturday. Failure to file or complete your weekly certification as instructed by 5 p.m. on Friday could result in a loss of benefits. Complete your first weekly certification between Sunday and Friday, 5 p.m. Whether filing online or by telephone, you will need to remember your PIN. Additional instructions are in the benefits, rights, and responsibilities booklet. Exceptions to work search requirements are made for the following: active union members who have submitted proof of good standing with their union, employees who want to verify short-term layoff, and claimants attending director-approved training. A letter may be mailed to you if you are possible to a work search exemption. It is very important that you carefully read all information that is mailed to you. If you have any questions, call our inquiry line at 1-800-361-4524, Sunday through Thursday at 5 p.m. to schedule a callback appointment for assistance. Your employer will be contacted regarding your separation, and we may require a follow-up interview with you to discuss our findings. If so, you will be contacted by telephone or letter before a decision on your claim is made. Beginning January 1st, 2023, Alabama law requires that you contact at least 3 potential employers each week. You must provide your contacts when you complete your weekly claims. You may not list the same employer more than once unless the employer was not hiring when you first contacted them, but the employer later begins hiring. Failure to make at least 3 work search contacts each week could result in a denial of benefits. For assistance with your work search, please visit a local Alabama Career Center. Do you have something to write down your transaction number and your PIN number?
Yes, ma'am. Let me get
one. Okay.
Okay, go ahead.
All right, your transaction number is 489-887-805. Again, that's 489-887-805. You have that?
Okay, that's a transaction number?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, go ahead.
PIN number, 1979, your birth year.
Okay.
Any further assistance needed?
No, ma'am.
All right. If there's no further assistance needed, thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye.
Bye-bye.